CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 7th of March 2021. Here are the main news headlines. 350 days of COVID-19 net. Ofcom EMF notification news. NHS Lords get on the air to care. On Thursday the 4th of March, Hambledon ARS passed the 350th consecutive day of a daily net on 2 metres. It started on day one of the 2020 COVID-19 lockdown. Its aim was to keep members and amateurs in the area in touch and be able to summon help or assistance if required. The net starts at 11 a.m. on the calling frequency and usually moves to S18 if clear. The net is now looking forward to a full year of operating, which occurs on the 18th of March. All amateurs are invited to join, and topics are wide and varied. So far, over 70 different stations have called in. A Cabin Fever Award is available for any station taking part. It's issued by Tim, G0TYM, via email cqrz.com for details. On the 1st of March, Ofcom published a general notification on their website that proposes to vary all amateur radio licences. It requires licensees to comply with the ICNIRP general public limits of EMF. Licensees have until the 18th of April to make any representations to Ofcom. They've also informed us that they're contacting all licensees either via email or letter to make them aware of this process. More information on the variation process and EMF conditions can be found on both the Ofcom website at ofcom.org.uk or the RSGB website. A report about the hugely successful RSGB and NHS Get on the Air to Care campaign has been publicised in a blog on the NHS Network's website this week. The RSGB is committed to keep Get on the Air to Care running as long as the restrictions exist. The aim is to support radio amateurs and to share the benefits of amateur radio with the general public. The Society is about to launch several new initiatives and resources as part of the campaign. Look out for announcements shortly. To read the NHS Network's blog, use the link from the RSGB website. Have you given your views in the RSGB's consultation on a proposed new direct-to-full licence exam? Over 1,000 people have responded already, so make sure your voice is heard by completing the Society's survey. The consultation closes on Sunday the 14th of March. The background to this consultation, as well as links to the proposed syllabus and the full survey, are on the RSGB website. Japanese billionaire Yusuke Yesawa is inviting 8 members of the public to join him on a trip round the moon. The journey planned for 2023 will be the first civilian mission to the moon, not to mention the first human visit for over 50 years. According to his website, dearmoon.earth, anyone can apply and the trip will be financed entirely by the gentleman concerned. There is no word about whether amateur radio operation will be possible on the flight, but it's an interesting possibility. Sadly, another rally has been cancelled as a result of COVID-19, the Dartmoor Radio Rally planned for Monday the 3rd of May. Bank holiday will not take place this year. US Army researchers have built a so-called quantum sensor. It can analyse the full RF spectrum and real-world signals, a report on physics.org says. The quantum sensor can sample the RF spectrum from 0 to 20 GHz, and is able to detect AM and FM radio signals as well as Bluetooth, Wi-Fi and other RF communication protocols. The peer-reviewed physical review Physical Review Applied published the researchers' findings. Now the DX News. Bill K9HZ, Dan W0CN and Kyle WA4PGM will be active from St. Lucia, operating as J68HZ, CN and PG, respectively. They'll be there until the 11th of March, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct to home calls. Andy DK5ON is in Curaçao until the 23rd of March. He plans to operate SSBCW in digital modes, 80 to 6 metre bands as PJ2 stroke call sign, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs, OQRS or via his home call, direct or via the Bureau. Now for special event news, Chris GM3WOJ will be active as GB2CR until the 18th of March. He'll operate SSB and some CW, 80 to 10 metre bands using vintage valve radio equipment manufactured by the Collins Radio Company, QSL via Logbook of the World. Paper QSLs will not be available. GB2VAX will be operation from the QTH of Andy, G4ISN, of the Welland Valley ARS from the 1st to the 28th of March. Modes will be SSB, FT4, FT8 and HF bands. Coventry is the city of culture. In 2021, GB1COC is being operated until the 13th of March on behalf of Coventry ARS by Brian, GMU. He'll be mainly on the 80-metre bands using SSB, 2-metre FM and digital speech modes. See qrz.com for more. Contest news, please remember to check before the contest for any new rules that apply and obey your national and local government's advice. This weekend it's the ARRL International DX contest. It runs for 48 hours, 23:59 UTC today, the 7th, using SSB on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchanges signal report and transmit power. American stations will exchange their state and Canadian stations their province. The 144432 megs contest also takes place this weekend. 24-hour run ends at 1400 UTC today the 7th. All modes are permitted. Exchanges, signal report, serial number and locator. Today, Sunday the 7th, the UK Microwave Group low band contest runs 1000 to 1200 UTC using 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands. The exchanges, signal report, serial number and locator. Worked All Britain 3.5 phone contest takes place today the 7th, 1800 to 2200 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number and WAB square. Entry should be with the QSL manager by the 17th of March. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, there'll be no mobile or portable categories and entries will not be accepted from mobile or portable stations. However, there will be a club category with members operating from their home QTH. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs 1900 to 1955 UTC. That's followed by the all-mode activity contest from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Exchange for both a signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, it's the CW leg of the 80-metre club championships. 2000 to 2130 UTC, exchange signal report and serial number. Thursday, the 50 MHz UK activity contest takes place from 2000 to 2230 UTC. All modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the longest running RSGB contest takes place, the Commonwealth contest, which runs from 1000 UTC on the 13th to 1000 UTC on the 14th. CW only runs from 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. HQ stations around the world will also send the letters HQ. Next Sunday, the 14th, the second 70-meg cumulative contest runs from 1000 UTC to 1200 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, G4BAO. We had another week of geomagnetic disturbances due to high-speed solar wind streams. Although the week started well with a KP index of 0 to 3 on Sunday, it went rapidly downhill. Monday saw the KP index hit 6 and Tuesday evening saw it hit 5 after the solar wind speed exceeded 600 kilometres per second. The strongly negative BZ field of the solar wind meant it coupled more easily with the Earth's magnetic field and plasma flooded in. It was not all bad news for HF propagation, though. Earlier on Tuesday, the 17-metre band was opened spontaneously to the Far East and the Caribbean via FT8. You were able to work both South Korea and St. Lucia at the same time, which seemed rather novel. This may have been a pre-auroral enhancement, but by Wednesday, with a KP index at 5, conditions had taken a hit. Maximum usable frequencies were struggling to get above 14 megs, at least in the morning. There has been little to talk about regarding sunspots. We've had two groups, 2806 and 2807, but they've been relatively small, generating a solar flux index of 74 and a sunspot number of 30 on Thursday. As such, HF propagation has been generally a little lacklustre, other than the events noted above. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the range of 70 to 76. We should start the week with a relatively quiet geomagnetic field and a maximum KP index of 2. But by Friday the 12th, the KP index is predicted to rise to 4 due to returning coronal hole activity. As we head towards the spring equinox, we may expect geomagnetic disturbances to increase due to the Russell-McFerrin effect. The tilt of the Earth axis means that the Sun and Earth's geomagnetic field and solar winds come into alignment and therefore encourage enhanced chance of the particles emitted from the Sun entering our atmosphere. Fingers crossed that we have better HF conditions for the Commonwealth contest, which takes place next weekend, the 13th and 14th. Now for VHF and Up. Good to see the return of some tropospheric propagation last week. It certainly perked up the 144 megs UK activity contest last Tuesday evening. All is set to change in the coming week, though, so make the most of any lingering tropo this weekend. The high will decline early next week, and thereafter the week offers a succession of fast-moving weather systems across the country, bringing rain at times and strong southwesterly winds. At the end of the week, the unsettled weather comes from the northwest, and it'll turn colder again and perhaps wintry in the north. Either way, the main terrestrial mode of interest next week to VHF and UHF operators is likely to be the predominantly gigahertz band rain scatter. We are in an extended period where the lowest DME path losses coincide with low moon declination. Declination is the minimum today. Is minimum today and tomorrow, so moon visibility windows and peak moon elevations will be at a minimum. As we pass perigee last Tuesday, path losses will still be low but increasing. The Gamma Normids meteor shower is just starting, peaking on Sunday the 14th of March with a zenithal hourly rate of 6 and lasting until the 23rd. Nothing special, so pre-dawn continues to be the best time for random meteor scatter contacts. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.